eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. If you did not know it, we are on remote today. Lopez McHugh Law Firm, brilliant law firm here in Morristown, New Jersey. They are part of our radiothon, and they made a very generous offer to have us here today, Al. And then they put out a big spread.
You can't believe how much food.
None of the lawyers are here yet, and speculation is growing that lawyers in Morristown don't awaken until mid-morning at best. They're very wealthy, Al. Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah,
the place is beautiful.
It's a beautiful place here. We love it. All right, anyway, in this hour, Rhea Hughes is going to tackle a problem about the NFL. The NFL did a great job in saving the life of one of its players.
Absolutely, right. Yes.
And then still found a way to make themselves look stupid with a ridiculous lie. Mm-hmm. And we are going to try to figure out why the NFL lied to the public at a time of their best performance. Mm. Makes no sense to me. On the line with me, ladies and gentlemen, is a man I admire greatly because, well, Mike Sielski, Al, is a brilliant columnist for TheAcquirer.com, and he works right here at WIP, and he's on the line with us right now. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Angelo. Hi, guys.
Hey, Mike, did you choose going into sports to avoid some of the life and death stories that a lot of journalists deal with if they're covering a war or even working in politics? Did you do this because it's more fun?
No, I did it because it's the only thing I know. It's the thing I know best. I like covering and writing about the real-life occasions that cross over with sports. It just so happens that I know more about the 1985 Phillies than I do just about anything else.
Wow. All right, so that indicates, Al, that Mike is deeper than I am, at least. All right, so, Mike, let me get to what happened with DeMar Hamlin. You did find a tremendous a measuring stick. But first of all, do you think what happened to Hamlin on Monday night will change sports?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it will change sports in that leagues and teams and stadiums will be better prepared to handle something like this. I hope that you'll see better preparation in case something like this happens. But I think this seems almost unique. This is so rare that a situation like this, where a player goes into cardiac arrest on the field, happens, that I'm not sure how much will change. I think it might be different if Hamlin had suffered a head injury and was in critical condition. I think that would be different because of the nature of football and the history of dealing with CTE and concussions and head injuries and things like that. But I think it's easy to chalk this up as being a one-in-a-million sort of thing, and I'm not sure how much it's going to change.
Yeah, and it really, medically, I think it probably was a one-in-a-million situation. So you told this, you did this column on Chuck Hughes, who was a member of the Eagles. It did not happen when he was on the Eagles, but he died in an NFL game. It's the only occasion when it happened. What impact did his death have on the game 40 years ago, Mike, 50 years ago?
It's hard to say that it had any impact at all. they continued the game. I mean, Hughes basically dropped dead with 62 seconds left in a game. He was playing for the Lions in a game against the Bears. And players on the field kind of knew what was happening. One of the things that I couldn't totally confirm and couldn't squeeze into the piece was that the person who recognized first the problems that Hughes was having was Dick Butkus. There were players on the field who thought that Hughes was faking an injury to try to stop the clock. And it was Butkus, who was playing linebacker for the Bears at the time, who motioned to the sideline and said, no, this is serious. Somebody help him. But it didn't change very much. They played the game. No rules were changed, as far as I know. And it was taken to be, as we said just a minute ago, this kind of lightning bolt moment that nobody, everybody assumed wouldn't happen again.
What was officially the cause of death? Mike, are you there?
I'm getting a...
We're losing
Somebody's
Mike
calling him while he's on. That's what's happening.
Oh, okay. So
I think
what
the official cause of death is. Oh, there he is.
Angelo, Mike. Are you there?
Yes, we're good. Mike.
Sorry, I got an Amber alert on my phone as soon as you asked me the question.
Oh, geez.
Sorry about
that. All right. Well, what was the cause of death, Mike?
He had a blockage in an artery. He had a blood clot.
All right. Mike, here's the thing. All right. Should we, I'm asking this really for myself, should I feel guilty that even after this terrible thing on Monday night, I still care about the Eagles game? Is there a way that you could have both? Or should I now react the way a human should react and say, wow, all I really care about is the health and the safety of the players?
Well, look, I think you can care about both. I think a lot of us have cared about both. Angela, I can remember... A couple of years ago, after it was revealed that Tommy McDonald had suffered from CTE, I wrote a column where I talked to Ray Dinger about this, and he admitted to me, and I'm sure he would admit it to you and to anyone who asked him, that he felt kind of whipsawed by those feelings of, boy, I love football, but man, I feel guilty about enjoying a sport and an activity that causes its participants so much physical pain and could, you know, hasten their deaths in some ways. I think at some level you have to be able to say, and this is kind of how I rationalize it to myself, you know, these are grown men. They are making choices to compete and participate in this activity. At this stage, most of them know the risks. I think virtually all of them know the risks. They just want the NFL to be upfront about those risks and not hide research and information and all of that, and they can make the choices for themselves. In terms of the fans, look, Angelo, football is far and away the most popular sport in this country. I think millions and millions of people are living with kind of the cognitive dissonance, the conflict within themselves of, oh, my gosh, this sport is so brutal. Oh, my gosh, this is terrible. What happened to this young man? But come Sunday, particularly around here at 4:25, I guarantee you we're all going to be in front of our televisions watching Eagles-Giants.
Perfect answer. Let me try a couple of just basic football questions, Mike. So the Eagles lose the two games that Hurts doesn't play. So doesn't that indicate that they are only a truly great team when he does?
It certainly supports that idea, yeah. Look, there was all that debate about, you know, how valuable is Hurts really? Is it the system? Is it him? Well, he is the system. Those of us who have been watching this team all year, you guys among them, could see that, that his unique set of abilities made this offense go and filtered down to the entire team. I think the last two games show that. As well as Minshew played against the Cowboys, he played that poorly against the Saints, and the Eagles are not able to run the kind of offense that they want to run. Now, having said that, this was kind of the injury to Hurts was kind of always the risk here. I've been saying this all year. They are playing Jalen Hurts and running their offense as if giving him a long-term contract and making him the franchise quarterback is not really a priority to them. They are playing as if they were going to wring every drop out of him. He's going to carry the ball. He's going to sneak. He's going to do whatever he is asked and then some to help the Eagles win games. And if he gets hurt, well, that's the risk you take. So, but to answer your question, yeah, I think it does support the case that he's the most valuable player, certainly on the team and possibly in the league.
Well, that's the thing. there is now a dialogue that is not even including Hurts anymore as an MVP. But they were 13-1 with him and 0-2 without him. If they come back Sunday and play a terrific game and easily wipe out the Giants, starters or otherwise, doesn't it just reinforce the value he had to the Eagles this year?
Oh, of course it does. But voters who vote for such things, and I'm not one of them, would argue he didn't play the entire season. So therefore, a player who did, maybe someone like Patrick Mahomes or, I don't know, Josh Allen, someone else, is therefore better qualified for the award.
I guess. I just, that's not a logic I would follow. But anyway, you think he will play Sunday, right, Mike?
I would be surprised if he didn't, yes.
All right, and I guess I just want to end with this because it was a stunning end to your Chuck Hughes piece. Is so he dies on the field, and then you told the story of the saddest part of it, because how did it end?
Well, the night before the game, he and his wife, Sharon, had been at a party, and they had gotten in an argument. Their son wanted to chew a piece of gum, and one of them, and the son was only 23 months old at the time. And one, you know, Chuck or his wife said, oh, it's okay for him to chew the gum. I think Chuck said he didn't want him to, and the wife said, no, it's fine. And this little disagreement ended up escalating to the point where Sharon left the party and went home, and Chuck left the party and went to the team hotel, and they never spoke again. The next day, he played the game against the Bears and died. And that was the last time they spoke to each other, was that argument.
It's a stunning piece. Mike, all you do is great stuff. I love reading you. I love listening to you on WIP. You're awesome. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Angelo. Appreciate it.
And the message there, Al, is simple.
What?
Little things should not matter to us. Work things out. Go to bed happy. You know? Isn't that the, no, that's.
Wake up happy.
I tried to show a little profound and wake up happy. If you go to bed happy, you're going to wake up happy, right?
It could. And what happens in between will, you know.
That's
be
why
part of that.
I have, as I enter a new phase of my own life.
What phase is that? The final?
Yeah. What is going on?
As I enter the final phase of my life, Al.
Yeah. Go to bed alone.
I am not going to sweat the little thing.
Have some. Yeah, never mind.
Right?
Yeah.
Chewing gum. Let them chew. What's going to happen? Ralph is on the line from South Philly. Hi, Ralphie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
I'm great, Ralph. What's on your mind today, pal?
Why are we going through the charade? Is he going to play or not? He should have played last week.
Yep.
And won the game, and then this week off.
It's the game they love to play. Yeah. And somehow they think the Giants, who are playing for nothing, are going to have an entirely different game plan for Minshew than they are for Hurts. Why should they? The Eagles played
care.
As if the Eagles didn't even have a different game plan. It's dumb. You know what it is? They're going to have to acknowledge it. They even said yesterday, limited participant.
Yeah.
Limited my ass. You understand? Right. We know he's playing. We know he could have played last week. I'll go further. You want me to go further, Ralph? I think he could have played against the Cowboys. I do.
He probably could have.
He wanted to. Yeah. If that kid, he's smart enough to know whether he could perform successfully, and he said, play me in Dallas. They should have. That's a player. That kid's got heart.
Yep.
The best part of everything was we're playing a team who's 26th against the run, and we come out throwing the whole first half.
Yeah. No. And here's the thing. They get irritated when you bring this stuff up. Do you know, Ralph, I mentioned that I wasn't that throw with the defense.
Right.
And Sirianni goes, yeah, I figured that. You know, he gave me that kind of thing. And I went, hold on a minute. You allowed a 9-minute drive to set the tone for that football game. You allowed Andy, whatever his
Dalton.
Name was, Dalton and that other schlub, 24 passes, 20 completed, right? They controlled the ball for 37 minutes. And you want to tell me how great Gannon was?
Right.
Come on, give me a break. You watch it. You know more than I do, Barrett. That wasn't a great performance by the defense.
It was awful watching the entire guy. You know, because I watched it like 3 times just so I get the gist of what they were trying to do.
Mike Quick had to be sedated late in the first quarter. You should have heard Mike Quick going, well, this zone is too soft.
But don't you hear all the people? Though they had a great second half. They were defense was fantastic.
No,
and I'm
it
like,
was the
stop.
Game itself. No, and none of it was.
Stop.
I was positive that if if the game got tight or something, the defense would collapse. I was positive. All we get is this garbage about how great Gannon is. I watched the games. He stinks.
Did anybody see the post-game show? Michael Barkan had an aneurysm.
Oh, I loved it. Now, here was the thing. And Barrett was sitting right there.
Yeah.
He starts screaming at Ruben Frank
right.
over the quarterback sneak. And Ruben Frank is yelling, and Mike is yelling. And I thought at that point there might be a fracas. But then I realized, well, Barrett's in the middle. Nobody's fighting there.
Right. I was there to mediate a little bit.
Were they Barrett, really screaming at each other?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, it was a full-blown scream, Rhea, and it was delightful.
What? Because,
and by the way, Michael was right and Ruben was wrong.
Oh.
All right, Ralph, give me a song with a city or a state in its title.
Perfect for this week's game. We got New York, New York, and we got Philadelphia Freedom.
Philadelphia Freedom.
Which
Could
one?
You sing me a little bit of that, Ralph?
I'd rather not. I'm walking around the airport at work right now. But.
All right. No, then you don't have to. Elton John, Philadelphia Freedom. Stay right on there. We got a little bit of that.
That's a fun song.
That's a great one. It's a great song. And Elton John now, that's the way to retire. See what he's doing?
You going to dress like that?
No.
Go buy. Well, go on, just go get Barkan's glasses.
Dress like that.
Oh, I got to go back and find that.
He is going on what is now appears to be a four-year final tour.
Nice.
That's a presidential administration.
You hope.
That's a long.
Yes.
That's a long tour. 215-592-9494. When we come back. Why is the NFL lying to us? Mm. They don't have to. WIP Sports Time 7:17.
Hey, football season, you know it's well underway. Playoffs right there on the horizon. So what better time to download FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook? Because right now, new customers, you got a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Here's all you got to do. Sign up with the promo code Al. It's really all there for you. All kinds of odds, parlays, this, that. What do you want to? Wherever you want to go, you become the coach. You're the GM. You run the show. It's all on an app that's safe, secure, super easy to use. You're going to love this app. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. So sign up today with the promo code Al for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code AL. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Brought to you by Window Nation.
We'll still keep that day by day. We don't have to make a decision yet. And we're going to see how this week goes, and we'll see how today's walkthrough goes of everything. And then, you know, tomorrow we'll see a little bit more because we'll be more than a walkthrough. We'll be practicing. And so, you know, we'll get a better idea here within the next couple of days.
Nick Sirianni on Jalen Hurts' availability as the 13-3 Eagles get set to face the Giants Sunday, 4:25 at the Link. Hurts listed as a limited participant in Wednesday's walkthrough, though the Inquirer's Jeff McClain reports Hurts took all the first team reps. We will talk to Jason Kelsey live here on the WIP Morning Show at 8 a.m. Sixers got by the Pacers 129-126 in overtime. Get Window Nation's home show savings. Two free windows with every two you buy, plus no interest for 5 full years. WindowNation.com/home show. NBC 10 first alert forecast, mix of sun and clouds, high of 60, it's currently 54. To stream 94WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
24, coming up next few minutes, Barrett Brooks is going to explain to us why the Eagles' offensive line was horrible in the game last week, and how much of a bearing that was that a man who the Eagles are now 9-22 when he is not present, Mr. Lane Johnson, was not there. And is that the reason they were that bad? And we're doing that to ramp up toward Jason Kelce at 8 o'clock, Al.
Mm-hmm. He was not happy.
I can't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
He played a bad game.
Well, yeah.
And he never plays a bad game. And I want to hear his thoughts on how he played. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up. Ava Graham's here with an update on our question. What do we got, Ava?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Chevrolet of Ardmore at Chevy Equinox Month. January means huge savings on every Armin Chevrolet Equinox. Find your roads at ArminChevy.com. Do you think Jalen Hurts will play on Sunday against the Giants?
87% say yes.
And the other 13% are clueless.
And they haven't checked the line. People know before
the line,
anybody.
Right now. The line's still 14.
But yeah, he's playing.
The line is screaming. He's playing and the Giants starters are not. Yeah. But we don't know. We're not positive. The line normally knows. These guys at Vegas normally have the right information. All right. Now let me get to a very bizarre sequence of events with the NFL. Now, I have been very clear that I am not a fan of Roger Goodell, Al. And the reason I'm not is that Roger cares about one thing and one thing only, the NFL brand.
And he will do
whatever he has to protect the brand and will never hesitate to tell lies if necessary.
That's been proven over and over
again. Protect the brand.
Yes.
Well, here's what happened Monday night, because it's way different than normal. The National Football League has never looked better than they did in the moments after the very serious injury to Damar Hamlin. Never looked better.
Yeah.
They had medical personnel on the field in a matter of seconds. Mm-hmm. They had doctors. Al, do you know there were 30 doctors available at that facility?
Amazing.
30 doctors. And the fact is, they got out onto the field. They had the proper equipment. Mm-hmm. They defibrillated that young man. Mm-hmm. They brought him back to life. He had no pulse. They sent him to the hospital. They took every proper precaution. The National Football League saved the life of one of its players.
Yep.
That is a phenomenal performance by the league.
Yes, it is.
So you would think, Al, that after the fact, a couple of little things were not quite smooth.
Right.
That they would acknowledge what happened and just move on and take the bow for how well they performed under duress.
Yeah, just move on, yeah.
Didn't do it. Did the opposite. During the game, Joe Buck, at one point, as people were trying to untangle the severity of the injury and what it meant for the game itself, Joe Buck said this on ESPN.
They've been given 5 minutes to, quote-unquote, get ready to go back to playing. That's the word we get from the league and the word we get from down on the field, but nobody's moving. I mean, nobody's out there really warming up. Everybody's just stagnant. And it looks like Sean McDermott, after talking to Zach Taylor, is going to pull his team off the field.
The game has been temporarily suspended.
All right. And I guess what we're supposed to now think, based on the reaction of the NFL to that report, is that Joe Buck, Troy Aikman, and the people at ESPN made the story up, that they did not get the information from a reliable source. Mm. Because shortly after, in a news conference after, a couple of hours later, Troy Vincent, speaking for the league, said, "I don't know where that came from. Frankly, there was no time period for players to get warmed up. The only thing that we asked was that the referee communicate with both head coaches to make sure they had the proper time to discuss what was best." All right? Now, the fact is, those guys did not make it up.
No.
Those guys got their information from somebody representing the National Football League.
Yeah.
And they actually issued a statement. Indicate they defended themselves there.
Right.
Rhea, could you read what they said?
Sure. "There was constant communication in real time between ESPN and league and game officials," the network stated. "As a result of that, we reported what we were told in the moment and immediately updated fans as new information was learned. This was an unprecedented, rapidly evolving circumstance. All night long, we refrained from speculation."
So explain to me, Rhea, why the league, in a moment where they looked good, lied.
Because they knew it would look insensitive. But here's what I will say. I first of all, I'm impressed that ESPN stood behind their people because they are a partner of the NFL. So I'm surprised that those two sides didn't get together and handle this. But once the NFL went public, ESPN had to back their people. I think what happened, and I've been very clear the last couple of days, that it was such a chaotic situation that somebody said to them from the league, I believe this, "Hey, normally what happens is when they get them off the field on an ambulance, we give the teams 5 minutes to warm up and then restart." They had never considered in that moment early that it would be suspended.
All right, but that's fine. But why would the league not just say that?
Well, they should.
What is embarrassing about that? They saved the man's life. Just be honest with your fans. I don't understand why you can't say to them, in the chaos of the moment, somebody indicated to the broadcasters that this is typically what they do, and just let it go. Why do you lie and say, we don't know where that came from? It sure didn't come from us. We were not being insensitive. Why would you do that? That is, it tells me they will lie whenever they need to, whenever they think they're protecting the brand.
I guess, but I mean, I guess the question becomes, what is, quote, the league?
Exactly.
There are people running a stadium. When you do a game, you have a contact that you use that's usually a stadium operations person,
yep.
And they're told by a league source, whoever's. When you say the league, I mean, there's 20,000 people running around as NFL representatives. Like when we check with the NHL, there's such a thing as the real, I mean, the NHL office. When you say NHL, you think the NHL.
Yeah.
But there's somebody that's representing a league that's there and saying, here's the usual what happens. We give you 5 minutes, and this is what we're doing right now.
Yeah, it's not Roger Goodell and Troy Vincent.
Yeah, it's you know.
Whoever it is, they have to acknowledge that this information was given to the broadcasters who are partners with them.
Yeah, somebody gave them the information.
Why exactly are you not just taking the minor, tiny little fall for that moment and then taking a bow for saving the man's life? It's stupid. It tells you the way they function. When in doubt, lie. When in doubt, when there's any pressure, when in any point social media is asking questions about you, just hide it. Cover it up. No need to do that. You did a great job.
Don't think they want people to think that we wanted to play, but the players died.
They were being insensitive.
I don't think anybody was thinking that. I really don't. I don't think anybody was thinking that. I don't think the NFL did anything wrong,
but isn't it a huge I can't believe we're talking about this after this, but isn't it a horrible story if a story gets out that the league wanted to play but the players walked off?
But no one ever thought that happened. No one ever had that impression.
Well, you would if you heard the report that they have five.
Not really, because in the moment everybody was still processing exactly what had happened, the severity of what had happened. The league went out of its way to, in the moment, lie rather than acknowledge the fact that that information came from somebody representing the league.
Yeah.
Stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Even when they're brilliant, they're stupid. Dennis is on the line from Outlaw. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man. How you doing today?
How are you today, Denny?
Good. I want to make a comment about this Sunday's game. It was originally 1 o'clock, right? They moved it to 4.
4:35.
So. Yes.
4:25. Yes.
So they make it a national televised game. So, okay. So we absolutely, positively have to win this game. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we're going to be the fifth seed.
Correct. Correct.
So, and if we're the fifth seed and Galen's not at 100%, it's going to be problematic. And a whole season of greatness is going to go down. We have to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why he will definitely play.
I'm
not a better, and I wouldn't give 14 points.
Really?
But I'm pretty sure the Eagles are going to take this game more seriously than they took the New Orleans game.
The money line must be crazy.
That Dennis, to come out and play that awful in the first half, to get booed off the field with a 13-2 record,
mm-hmm.
How badly do you have to play? That was just pitiful. And they should all look in a mirror and say, I didn't do my job getting my team ready to play that game.
8 minutes, I wanted to have a beer every minute that they kept moving down the field.
It was 9 minutes. It was 8 minutes and 58 seconds. Dennis, give me a song with a city or a state in the title.
We're doing this because of Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Well, we're going to trump him with another one that he closed the show with for over 10 years. My kind of town, Chicago is.
My kind.
Chicago.
Oh, I love that song. That's a great song, and that is a great nominee. Remember, at the end, mm-hmm. Ava Graham, mm-hmm. because she's got pipes,
yep.
will do a medley of the five ones she selects as our finalists, and then we'll pull a name out of the hat, and they will win.
The Nova
so
Care
get
tickets.
Ready
yes.
for that, Ava. Those are the NovaCare tickets. Let's go next to Richie. Hi, Rich. Rich, are you there? Rich is not there. We will go to Austin.
Austin's there. I can hear him.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing, Austin?
Hey, I am well. How are you? First-time caller here, long-time lurker.
Even though I'm feeling guilty about it, I am very, very anticipating the game Sunday at 4:25. It means a great deal to me, Austin.
Me too. I'm in the same boat as you. It's a Giants game. It's how we look at it, you know.
We have invested so much in this awesome season, and if it ever went down the drain to the fifth seed in the playoffs. And then an early exit. Wow, what a kick in the groin that would be. Can't happen, see, Austin. We can't do that.
No, we can't do that. But it's interesting because we're the only team in the NFL defeated on the road.
Right, I did not hear
only
that.
Only NFL team. No, right. Undefeated. They lost to Dallas.
Yeah. They lost to Dallas.
I'm wrong. Yeah. That wasn't a league.
Prior to Dallas.
All right, Austin, are you confident in the game Sunday?
Confident in it, everyone's not playing.
All right, you better just give me your song because you're blipping bad on me. What do you got, Austin?
The Sound of Philadelphia.
The Sound of Philadelphia. Put it down. Ava, I hope you're keeping track of all these songs. 215-592-9494. We are in the beautiful law offices of Lopez McHugh today in Morristown. They made a generous donation. Hopefully we'll get to talk to these ladies. None of them showed up, Al.
Yeah, where are they?
There's no lawyer.
Jim's actually upstairs working, listening to us.
He is listening.
From the Jim, OCS.
Do you think they set us up? They put us in here and left?
Jim McHugh of this firm is the only one who does any work here?
No, there's other people in the office.
Those other people in the office, they ordered the food. It sounds like they got a lot of fancy lawyers here who don't do that much.
Martha, a fellow redhead, is listening to us and enjoying us
thoroughly. I got nothing but good things to say about Martha. I'm concerned about these other guys who are apparently McHugh's carrying a wallet.
Well, Martha and Associates, it should be.
215. You know, you're right, Al. Why don't they change the name and make it more accurate?
We women do run everything from behind the scenes. You got that right.
Ain't that the truth. 215-592-9494. If we come back, Barrett Brooks is going to tell us why the offensive line sucked on Sunday. WIP Sports Time, 737.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride from pandemic to inflation. I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has five or more employees and managed to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. How do you cut through the red tape and get your business the refund money? Go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program and have already returned $1 billion to businesses, and they can help you too. They do all the work with no charge up front and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Find out if your business qualifies. Just go to GetRefunds.com. Click on Qualify Me and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. That's GetRefunds.com.
All right, welcome back. We are at the beautiful law offices of Lopez McHugh in Morristown, New Jersey.
Yes.
They made a generous donation. At some point, one of them will probably come down, Alan. We'll get to see the
lawyers. They're eating the paninis.
But I believe right now they are monitoring what we say for potential lawsuit purposes.
Yes.
But I got to get this in right here because Barrett Brooks is here. And Barrett Brooks understands the trenches of the NFL, where the real fights happen right in the middle. And I'm watching that Eagle game on Sunday, and I was constantly amazed at how awfully the offensive line was playing, which is one of the best offensive lines the Eagles have had in recent memory. You have Jason Kelce, a Pro Bowler, a brilliant performer. You have Dickerson, who's really emerged as a solid guy. You've got Mailata, who is a monster, right? On the other side, you had Driscoll, and Sayamalu, But, you know, we had at least three guys you thought you could count on. And then you realize, wow, when you remove Lane Johnson from that picture, it really takes a major step down. But there has never been a stat in the last 10 years more astounding than the stat of the Eagles' success or lack thereof when Lane Johnson is not in the lineup. They have played 31 games without Lane Johnson in the last decade. They won 9 of them and lost 22. Barrett Brooks, you were a lineman for many years and a damn good one. Can one man on an offensive line make that much difference?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, and remember back with the Jets, they had Darrell Revis. They used to call him Revis Island.
Yeah.
Well,
right.
We can call Lane Johnson, Johnson Island. Yeah. With him, he gives you the autonomy now to call whatever you want to call because you don't have to worry about that right side. When you don't have to worry about him, that means you have to slide protections to him. You don't have to worry about if he plays against their best player, you know he's an equalizer. He's going to stop their best rushing defensive end if he's on top of him. You don't have to allocate any resources to him when he's in the game. You could just leave him by himself and go on and call whatever you want to call. They kind of do that with both their tackles. They believe in Jordan Mailata the same way. That way you have young guys like Landon Dickerson and, you know, not so much, you know, Sayamalu being a young guy, but he moved to the other side of the ball. So
yep.
You can kind of call protections to help out those two guys, you know, when needed. That means you can stiffen up the offensive line in a manner that you can step up now because you can be more aggressive in the interior of that offensive line, that you can help the two guards.
All right. Let me explore. So he's not there, right?
Yep.
How does that impact all those false starts? There was a flurry right in the middle that really screwed him over. His not being there has other guys over anxious?
Absolutely.
It does. It has them jumping the count because they know they're not as covered as they were without Lane. Well, that's a part of the deal.
That's a part of it. Because now you have to call offenses to account for him his lack of being a Lane Johnson. You have to slide the protection that way. That means you can't help Landon Dickerson as much. That means you can't help Kelsey as much. That means you can't help you can't help Sayamalu too much because you have to make sure you have send a chipper his way or leave a tight end on his side or somebody to help him. Well, the Eagles didn't get that until the third quarter to help this young guy out.
When this happens, and I always want to ask this question. I'm finally going to get to ask it. You jump off. You jump early. The flags come out. Now, you know what's happening on TV.
Right.
They got a close-up of Barrett Brooks' face, right? What is that like from your end? Well, what do you feel in that moment?
You feel like you're about 2 inches tall. Because,
yeah.
I mean, you never get called. I may have had the best game ever. I blocked Charles Haley or Mr. Reggie White all day long, stopped him all day long. But the one time you make a mistake, you're an idiot. You don't know how to play the game. You know, why did they draft this guy? You know, what is he doing out there? You know, you could play it excellent. You could have had 10 pancake blocks. You could have stopped the best pass rusher ever. But that one mistake is what you're going to be judged on, man. That's just, you know, the nature of the beast, man. It just happens.
All right. It happened to Kelsey at least once, maybe twice with the false starts.
Twice, yes. Twice.
And then he got a bad holding. He also got a holding on a big play. All right. Jason Kelce is the steadiest, best leader this team has had in forever. Was he affected by Lane not being there? Is that an explanation for, I would say, his worst game of the season?
Well, you know, as the leader there, he kind of has to overcompensate a little bit.
Yeah.
For other iniquities on the offensive line. Like if someone else, if they're not having a good game out of somebody, he's going to feel an obligation to help him out. Like, he might slap the ball a little earlier. Because, look at those guys. They all got the Jason Peterism. That means they jump off they get off the rock so fast. It looks like they're offsides every single play. But the league is so used to them doing that, they don't even call it anymore.
Okay.
So they get off at the drop of a dime. So that means Kelsey has to get the ball off exactly that fast also, or we'd be penalized the entire day. And with a different quarterback, it's a different way of hearing the snap count. So we might have some this Sunday because of with Jalen Hurts being there. He hasn't been there in the past 2 weeks. So they might be jumping off sides for him also because he's a different snap count that they got to get used to.
All right. Is it safe to say, I want to make sure I get this interview right when he comes out at the top of the hour. Is my premise that he did not have a good game, is that a solid premise?
Well, I watched the game. Actually, I watched it 3 times. And he didn't have a Jason Kelce type of game.
There it is. Rhea, I'm in the clear. I'm in the clear. My premise, Wilson. See,
let
if
me
at
know
any
how
point
that
now,
mm-hmm.
Not that Jason would, but if at any point he goes, I thought I played well.
Yeah.
I go, don't ask me. Barrett Brooks, the hell do I know?
Not the standards I'm used to him playing.
Jason would never say that after a loss.
No, I know he wouldn't. But if he did, I got a nice fallback position. It's all on Brooks. Actually, Jason, I thought you played fine. I don't know what he's talking about. Joe is out of line from Wilkes-Barre. Hi, Joe. How are you today?
How you doing, Angelo?
I'm doing fine, Joe. I got a big game Sunday, and I'm looking forward to it.
You are not kidding. And what we need to do is 4 words. Get back to the basics.
Yep. You know, Smash Mouth football, simple. Right, Joe? Joe, you want to smash some people down and get some first downs and that kind of stuff, right?
That's right. You get the ball thrown to you, you catch it. You get the ball handed to you, you don't drop it. And if you got to cover somebody, you cover them.
Exactly.
Easy.
And I know how to protect my quarterback now that I'm all but positive Hurts is coming back. Run the ball! Run the ball!
Miles Sanders, let's see that knee work, buddy.
Exactly. I don't, you know what? You want to know the truth, Joe? Whenever these guys are running the ball, they wish they were passing it. They hate running the ball.
They do.
How many times this season they had a great matchup, their run game against the run defense, and they still threw the ball more than they ran it? They do it. They just don't like to run the ball.
Absolutely.
I hate that. Joe, give me a song. What do you got?
Oh, I got the winner. Ready?
Yep.
Sweet home Alabama.
Oh, let me tell you.
But I'm coming home to you.
Oh, and you know what else, Joe? You can croon, too. That was excellent. I like that a lot. You stay right there, Joe. John's up next from the city. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, John. How are you doing?
I'm not doing too good, Ange, because, I mean, it seems like every time we talk negative about the Eagles, it's always about the same things. It's always about, you know, the first half of defense playing soft and not being able to adjust during the first half. You have to wait till halftime to adjust. Not running the ball. I mean, these are all things as a coach, you should be able to prepare a team and play to your strengths of your team. And when you have an offensive line that blocks like we do and a running game that blocks like we do and you refuse to use it, then that brings some concern to me.
100%. So, John, here's what you're saying, and I'm with you on this. That roster, that's a very good team. Nobody is going to argue that is not a complete team with talented players at most positions. What's Howie Roseman thinking when he watches it? When he sees a team go down 9 minutes and take the – what's Howie Roseman thinking? He's got shutdown corners who are not being used that way. They're in a soft zone, and they're allowing 10- and 15-yard passes. I don't know what feedback Howie is giving the coaches, but if it were me and I had put that roster together, I'd be telling the coaches to use the players to the best of their advantage.
If we know anything about Howie, I have no doubt he has offered feedback. He's not shy.
Then maybe, Aria, he agrees with throwing the ball more. We know they love the pass in that organization. Maybe he's saying do it this way. We don't know. He's never going to tell us.
I could see him like maybe letting them decide what they want to do on offense, but on defense, I gave you these two guys. Use them. Talking about Bradbury and Slay.
John, here's what it's cut, because Howie only talks before and after the season. So they show him in the luxury box during the game, and I am trying to put a thought bubble over his head.
Okay.
Because he's not showing you anything, but he doesn't look happy.
Well, especially with that game, what's available in the draft.
If you're frustrated, if we're frustrated by what's being called, what's not being called, he's the guy to put the roster together. He must be more frustrated than us. Right, John? I mean, he's got to be.
I can't imagine how frustrated he is. He got the players that he needed to get to build this roster to be as strong as we are. And we are when we play to our strengths. But unfortunately, if he's passing a message down, it's not getting there.
Here's all I could tell you. If I was Howie Roseman after the game Sunday, I would yell and scream. That is often my default cue.
Yeah.
When in doubt, yell and scream. That would be my opening line.
Yeah.
All right, John, give me a song. What do you got for me?
Has anybody said Viva Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. They have.
They have. Give me another one, John.
How about Allentown?
Ooh.
Allentown. I love that song. Another Bruce Springsteen. All right, where are we right now, Ava? Halfway through our contest for the NovaCare Luxury Box tickets.
Midnight Train to Georgia, Viva Las Vegas, Hotel California, Streets of Philadelphia, Philadelphia Freedom, Chicago, Sounds of Philadelphia, Sweet Home Alabama, and Allentown.
All right, and you know that the five that you will do, you will then place in a heartrending medley.
Yes. I didn't know if you wanted me to do that now,
no.
So I just didn't.
No. I want to ramp up excitement for the end.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be just thrilling.
A lot of people.
Everyone's so excited for it.
All right, see, now that right there, that's an attitude issue.
Yeah.
You know you're a good singer.
Eh.
You're a good singer.
Some days.
You're kind of a Janis Joplin type.
Oh, okay.
You're a belter.
I mean, like, I would definitely take that as a compliment.
Then get ready to belt.
Okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. When we come back, Jason Kelce's up. You don't want to miss that. WIP Sports Time, 7:55. Hey, it's the beginning of the year. Everybody's making resolutions right now. Do you have to make a resolution to treat your pets better than ever? Just in case you do, do what I do and go to Dogs and Cats Rural Stores because they're awesome, and it's a perfect way to plan out a healthy year for your pet. So right now at Dogs and Cats Rural, they have the largest selection of premium raw, freeze-dried, gently cooked, dehydrated, and traditional kibble and cans. You will get the right food for your dog if you just talk to the people at these great stores. You can also show a full line. You can also take advantage of a full line of supplements to help with digestive, skin, and coat, calming, hip, and joint issues. They got everything there. And winter is here at Dogs and Cats Rural, so you're going to get special pricing on coats, sweaters, and fleece. And check out their collection of officially licensed Eagle bandanas, jerseys, beds, toys, and more. A trip to Dogs and Cats Rural is fun for you and your dog. Take them with you. 7 locations, New Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton, MPA, Newtown, Doylestown, New Hope, Maple Glen, and Bluebell. Dogs and Cats Rural. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
Brought to you by MHS Lift. Up next here on the WIP Morning Show, Jason Kelce, as the 13-3 Eagles close out the regular season Sunday, 4:25 at the Link against the Giants. Birds held a walkthrough Wednesday. Hurts listed as a limited participant. Inquirer's Jeff McClain saying Hurts took all the first team reps. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting DeMar Hamlin's father addressed the entire Buffalo Bills team via Zoom yesterday, telling the team DeMar is making progress. Of course, Hamlin has been in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football. Get Window Nation's home show savings, 2 free windows with every 2 you buy, plus no interest for 5 full years. WindowNation.com/home show. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mix of sun and clouds with a high of 60. It's currently 55. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.